Hell, Heaven, and Purgatory. When we come into a relationship with the Lord, we start on a path that is meant to lead eventually to complete union with Him in heaven. How far we get along that path depends on a number of factors, but the chief elements involve our efforts and God's grace. When we come to experience the Lord firsthand, when we realize how much He loves us and wants what is good for us, we begin to fall in love with Him. And it is that love that fuels the rest of our journey. We are not motivated to combat sin in our lives and to seek to lead a virtuous life because of a list of moral rules that we are compelled to follow. We do so out of love for Jesus, our Saviour. If there is fear involved, it is not so much fear of punishment for our sins, but rather fear of offending our beloved. God does not give us the option of indulging in the world, the flesh, and the devil, and also maintaining a healthy relationship with Him. The reason is that He longs for complete union with us. He desires our company forever with Him in heaven, and He knows that a life of sin damages us. So there is no middle way. We either pursue the spiritual life with fervour, or we give ourselves over to a life of sin. To try to do both is self-destruction. As it says in Revelation chapter 3, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. St. Paul in Romans chapter 12 gives this advice. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. There is a certain urgency to seeking heaven. None of us knows how long we have in this world. None of us knows whether we will have time at the end of our lives for our deathbed repentance. It would be folly to decide to aim for purgatory as our goal. If we aim for that target and miss, there is only one alternative, and it's a hell of a destination. Much better to aim for heaven, because if we strive for virtue with God's grace, but find ourselves still needing purification, then we will have purgatory as a fallback plan. Here's how the Catechism of the Catholic Church describes purgatory. Purgatory is the state of those who die in God's friendship, assured of their eternal salvation, but who still have need of purification to enter into the happiness of heaven. As you can see from this description, purgatory is for people who die in God's friendship, not for those who have recklessly pursued a life of sin. St. Catherine of Siena, who was born in 1347, had conversations with God the Father in which the Lord revealed to her what hell was like. There are four main torments of hell. The first is that souls who go there are deprived of seeing God. Because our entire being is oriented to the beatific vision, in other words, seeing God face to face, this is a particularly devastating outcome for a soul. The second torment is ceaseless regret and agonizing about what has been lost. The third is the opposite of the beatific vision, the experience of seeing the horrifying sight of the devil. And the fourth is the constant burning of an immaterial fire that has as many forms as the forms of sins that were committed. Why, you might ask, do we need to delve into this depressing subject? Mainly because we need to know what's at stake if we don't pursue friendship with God. Heaven, on the other hand, will be the profound experience of complete satisfaction that we all long for in this life. Catherine describes what the Father told her. The good of these souls is beyond what your mind's eye can see, or your ear hear, or your tongue describe, or your heart imagine. What joy they have in seeing me who am all good. What joy they will yet have when their bodies are glorified. You will all be made like him in joy and gladness, eye for eye, hand for hand. Your whole bodies will be made like the body of the Word, my Son. These souls wait for divine judgment with gladness, not fear. And the face of my Son will appear to them neither terrifying nor hateful, because they have finished their lives in charity, delighting in me and filled with good will towards their neighbours. What we do know about heaven is that its beauty, its joys and its pleasures are beyond our wildest imagination. We will find the ultimate fulfilment that we were created for. Catherine of Siena writes of those who reach heaven. They rejoice and exult, sharing each other's goodness with loving affection, besides that universal good which they all possess together. They rejoice and exult with the angels, and they find their places among the saints according to the different virtues in which they excelled in the world. And yet, it is only through God's mercy and love that anyone can hope to enter heaven. It is only because Jesus died for us to save us from the punishment due to us because of our sins that we have a chance of entering into heavenly bliss. But for those who have loved imperfectly in this life, those whose venial sins still cling to them, and those who are still broken and wounded by the world and need to be healed and purified, there is purgatory. Again, the words of Catherine of Siena. There are others who have passed through life and arrived at the end point of death with only a commonplace love, and were never very perfect. These embrace my mercy with the same light of faith and hope as those who were perfect. But these have this light imperfectly, and because they are imperfect, they reach out for mercy, considering my mercy greater than their own guilt. For all of us, our salvation depends on God's mercy. It depends on embracing the liberating good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus, giving our lives to him, and out of gratitude, striving to live a good life, a life of virtue, a life spent loving God and our neighbour as ourselves. As St. James in chapter 2 of his letter says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." The way in which we can live lives that tend towards heaven and away from hell is by avoiding sin and doing good. It's as simple as that. We avoid sin by resisting temptation and removing from our lives the things that draw us into sin. We pursue virtue by loving God and our neighbour in practical ways and filling our lives with things that help us to follow a good way of life. Let's ask for God's grace to orient our lives towards our final destination in heaven, so that one day we will be with our Lord and each other in glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have created me to know you, to love you, and to serve you in this life, and to be happy with you forever in the next life. Give me the grace to resist sin and the lures of the world, the flesh, and the devil, to love those you have given me to love and to practice virtue, so that at last I can enter into your heavenly kingdom and be with the saints in light for all eternity. Amen.